What is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show with John Marone. Today, I'm going to dive into the five levels of communication. See, one of the biggest problems I find with a lot of real estate agents out there is that when you're talking to somebody on the phone, you're not understanding what it needs to happen in order for you to take the conversation to the next step. Now, we've done podcasts before and shows before where we talked about closing lines and everything else, but the concept of understanding the true five levels of communication will help you process a better next question for the next step that's going to be in your favor to create a better connection. And when I say connection, I mean a back and forth conversation. So a connection isn't me sending a mailer, right? That's one way. But a connection is me going ahead and having a phone call, right? Connection isn't me having this show and you're watching, you're listening to it, because that's one way. So a connection is when you go back and forth. And in today's real estate market, I think it's so important for us to understand that with these levels of connection and communication, it is so important to focus on it, because there are so many agents that are calling these leads, right? There are so many leads that are out there that are scared to make a move or to purchase a property for one reason or the other, market, interest rates, what they have going on at home, whatever it might be. So for us to build a higher and deeper level of connection will help us get more trust. And in return, more trust turns into us advising them to do X, Y, and Z. Therefore, they take more action and buy product. We have more deals. They get into the home that they deserve. So write this down when we talk about the five levels of connection. We'll kind of go through them a little bit here as well, right? So when you're on the phone, right, or you're on an email, or you're on a text message, here's the understanding of the five levels. Level one, the lowest level of connection, write it down, is email. The second level of connection is going to be a text message. The third level of connection is going to be a phone call. The fourth level of connection is going to be a virtual face-to-face, a Zoom, FaceTime, Skype, whatever it might be. And last but not least, the deepest, the best form and level of connection is face-to-face. Now, I know in some cases it's hard to get face-to-face because you're in a secondary market and not many people are there. So if you're on the phone with them, we need to ask better questions to do what? Get them on a Zoom, get them on a Skype, get them on a FaceTime. And what I see and I hear a lot of agents after coaching 13,000 is they're on the phone and their next level of connection ends up being backwards. Hey, okay, go ahead. I'll send you some emails and just make sure that, when you see them, you go ahead and let me know what you like. Versus going ahead and saying, hey, awesome. Next step is I want to make sure that you put a face to the name and understand that the person in your corner has your back and kind of who they are. So our next step is to go ahead and get on a quick Zoom call, 15 minutes. We'll show you a little bit of our strategy, but also, I want to make sure that we bring you a list of handpicked homes. We'll go over them together. And this way, if there's anything that comes on the market, we know right away, or even looking off market, we could help you a little more thoroughly. So knowing that every time you're on a call, you are trying to advance. You're trying to advance to the next level. That's what you need to process. So when you are in a phone call, the next step to get to the next level of connection and communication is not taking a step back and saying, I'll text you. It's not taking a step back and saying, I'll email you. And ideally, it's not, hey, I'm going to call you. Right. If you're staying in the same level, that's better than taking a step back, but it's telling your brain, how can I ask a question to get to the next level? So let's back up here and kind of go over this one more time. And today's show is really just a, hey, here you go, go implement, right? There's not much to this, but to do this. Okay. So if you want to truly build a profitable business, if you want to go ahead and you want to take your business to the next level, you got to start to advance your conversations to the next level of connection. Level one of connection is going to be an email. It's the lowest level of connection. Level two is going to be a text message. Level three is going to be a phone call. Level four is a Zoom face-to-face virtually somehow, some way. And level five, the deepest and best way to connect is face-to-face. So when you're on a call, always think and ask yourself, how can I ask a better question to get to a next level of connection? Therefore, face-to-face or Zoom. Or hey, if I'm on a text, hey, what can I do? What can I ask? How can I present a better question to get to at least a phone call? Hey, when I'm on an email, how can I advance this to at least get to a text or a phone call, or obviously skip a bunch of them and get face-to-face? Your thought process should always be, I need to create a better connection with the person on the other end of this communication. And now that you know the five levels of connection, now you'll be able to process what to ask next in order to advance the conversation, to have a deeper level of connection, therefore creating a better opportunity for you to work with that person. So when you are done listening to this, ask yourself, who do I need to call right now? Who do I need to text right now, maybe because that's where you guys are at with your connection? Who do I need to email right now because maybe that's where you're at with your connection, in order to advance it? Because where I currently sit and where you currently sit, if you are just emailing back and forth, you're on the lowest level of connection. If you're just texting back and forth, you're on the lowest level of connection. So write a list of names down of everybody you're working with via email, right? You haven't really advanced it. Via text, you haven't advanced it. Write down who you're just talking to on a phone and ask yourself, what can I do and how will I reach out to them today and advance to the next level of connection? All my email people, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to create these questions and advise them of the next step is getting on a call. All my text people, I'm going to do the same. All my phone call people, I'm going to go ahead and give them a call and advise them next step is for us to meet in person or virtually. So find out your top people that you are in connection and communication with at each level, and then reach out to them as soon as you stop listening to this and go ahead and ask a better question derived from the understanding that I need to move the needle closer to a deeper connection. And you'll find yourself building better relationships, making more money, and making it a lot easier to understand, what do I ask next? Because that's always the question we get. Right? Hey, John, what question do I ask next? How do I move it forward? Do you even know what forward means? Do you know what moving the level of connection and communication forward means? Because if you don't know the five levels of connection, email, text, phone call, virtual, and face-to-face, and the order they go in, it's going to be hard for you to process what to ask next and how to ask it to advance it. And here's the thing. Some people are scared to go from an email to a phone call, or a text to a face-to-face. So now you have some buffer zone that you can kind of have in there so you can make sure that you are actually moving it along without maybe being too forceful. And now something else I want to bring up today, I know it's kind of going to be short and done with this, but I just want to bring this up really quick because I just had a call with our coaching clients and we meet every Wednesday. It's 10 o'clock Central. And we had this call and it was absolutely amazing because I went in and we talk about sales, social media structure, and self-mastery. And I went in, I wanted to do some hot seats. So every quarter we do a hot seat where we pull a few of our clients in and say, okay, what's going on in the business? Where are you at? Where are you struggling? And we give some like live, real-time tools, resources, strategies for them to take it to the next step in their business. But before I did that, I really broke it down to them and I'll kind of give you guys some insight here. Now, you're listening to this podcast, and if you're listening to it in real time, it's middle of August. And it's middle of August, and you have to know that in order to be successful in 2024, yeah, I said it, 2024, next year, what you do this month, what you do in September really matters. Look, fall's coming, winter's coming. You know what that means? There's a good chance that you're going to slow down a bit, right? Leads are going to slow down a bit. Your production is going to slow down a bit. Everything's going to slow down a bit when it comes down to, you know, late fall and into winter. And so it's so crucial, so important for the lifeline of your business to start working your shit now. What you do right now here during this month will pay off in 3, 4, 5 months. Some will pay off right away. But if you want to have a thriving business in 2024, it's really what you do in Q3 right now, right here. So you probably got to put some more effort in right now. You probably got to go ahead and role play some more. You probably got to make some more dials. You might need to door knock some more. You might need to send out some more marketing. While most people are pulling the other way, you need to go forward. You need to march forward while some people are pulling back. And if you're saying, yeah, I get it, John, but you know, I think things are going to die down in 2024, and therefore I'll have more opportunity. No. Because the people like myself, the people like our coach, they're building that opportunity now. They're stacking their chips. They're going ahead and they're creating a pipeline that is fruitful. So when 2024 happens and the interest rates do go down, they got some sellers that are willing now to sell because now the interest rate's low enough that they could sell and get into another place that's reasonable. Now they have a bunch of buyers that couldn't maybe get into the house they wanted because interest rates were 8. Now it's 6%. Now they could jump into the market. Now they built that. They're not going to build it in 2024. Our clients aren't building their business in Q1 for Q1, right? It happens, yeah. But they're building their Q1 business in Q3 of this year, right now. So if you are somebody that wants to have a thriving business in 2024, you need to work on it now. You need to stack your chips right now. You need to build that pipeline now, because when rates drop in 2024, when there is a little bit more buyers out there that are willing to pull the trigger, sellers are willing to sell, it's going to be the people that have built that relationship and maintained that relationship from now until that time. It's not going to be the last minute people. It's going to be the people that stacked their pipeline, built their relationships, added value throughout the process. And then when that time comes, boom, you have a fruitful business ready to go. But if you're thinking that you're trying to build this business in the winter or soon as the interest rates drop, you're going to be in for it. Because there's a bunch of agents out there that are stacking the chips now. There's a bunch of agents out there that are going ahead and building that pipeline, building your relationship, because they know in a few months, whether it's 4 months, 6 months, 10 months, 12 months, well, they know when it comes down to it, and they've done that day after day, and they've added the value, and they've built that relationship, they will be the ones that get the business. Don't be on the sidelines. Start now, stack your chips, build the pipeline, work today, knowing that the fruits of your labor will show in 2024 when the market comes down a little bit on interest rates, when people are ready and willing to sell, more people are ready and willing to buy. Don't try to come back in the market when the buyers come back in the market, when the sellers come back in the market. Let me repeat that again. Don't try to come back in the market to be an agent and work and have the effort that you know that you need to have when interest rates come down and there's more buyers and more sellers. Don't try to be the agent that comes into the market when they come back in. Be the agent that builds the relationships, that builds the rapport, that adds the value from now until that time, because when that time comes, you're going to win. But if you're the one that tries to jump back in the market when everybody else, aka the buyers and sellers, jump back in the market, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. And that's just the way it is. And maybe you'll have a little bit of success, but the amount of success and money that you can make if you start now will be 10x. So what kind of agent are you? Are you the agent that's willing to put the effort in to add some more belief back into your business? Are you the agent that is going to go ahead and stack your chips? Are you the agent that's going to go ahead and build your pipeline? Are you the agent that's going to go ahead and create the rapport, relationship, and add value from now until that market comes back down to, you know, what the normal buyer and seller is looking at? Or are you the agent that is scared right now? And because you're scared, you have no belief. Because you have no belief, you have no effort. But John, when it comes back, I'll be ready to go. No. See, you might be ready to go, but they're not going to be ready to go with you because there's somebody else that's already built that relationship and maintained that relationship over the course of the last 6, 12, 18 months. So stack your chips, build the pipeline, add the value, maintain those relationships. So when interest rates come down a bit, you're the one that they're working with. Don't be on the sideline. I'm telling you, don't be on the sideline. All right. Few quick things here. Announcement. I want to let you guys know of something really, 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 really cool. Okay. We obviously have a coaching program, but we did something a little different. I got two things for you, okay? So listen up. Perk your ears up. You need to hear this. And I'll mention this a few times over the next few weeks here. We understand that, like I just said, like the market is volatile with some of you guys. And, you know, you're closing a few deals here, a few deals there. But you need more guidance. And you don't have the cash flow, or maybe you're holding on to it to really get into, coaching. Well, we provided something to you guys that is a no-brainer. See, we have a coaching program that made $33 million in commission for our agents last year, and you are going to get that exact coaching, the one-on-ones, the group calls, accountabilities, done-for-you emails, you name it, it's there for $0 a month. $0 a month, you get into our real estate mastery coaching. You got to pay a small commission until you cap out. Once you cap out, you're done for the year. Okay. You need this guidance. You need this accountability. You need these strategies to get to that level. And so we want to provide it to you with $0 a month. It's $250 one time. That's it. Just being honest with you. Right. So if you're like, I can't do $250, then you're not our fit. We also don't take people who aren't willing to make dials or door knock or whatever it is for you to get your leads, right? You don't have to door knock if you have leads coming in or mailers going out. But if you're going to sit there on your hands, then don't fucking go to the page I'm about to tell you to go to, because it ain't going to work for you. But if you're like, John, I got leads, or John, I want to go ahead and show me how to get more leads, show me how to get a lender involved so we can go ahead and collaborate to get leads or title, then this could be for you. John, I'm ready to take the action. I'm ready to hear what you got to say about sales, and I'm ready to implement role play in my life. Hey, I want to hear what your partner Tess Bella has to say about social media, and I'm going to start doing it and stop sitting on the sidelines. Man, I really need some structure, and I'm really ready to make some change in that area of my life. And damn, you know, I need some self-mastery, because we all do. That's you. Then you want to be a part of it. $0 a month. You pay a very small percentage. I'll tell you what it is. You know what? I was like, I'll go over there. 9% of every closing. 9% of every closing until you hit 5K. Next year is 4,500 cap. And then the year after that is 4,000. That's it. 9%. Look, if you don't win, we don't win. If you don't close any deals, we don't make money. Plain and simple. So we need you to close deals. So we're going to be making sure that you are doing what you need to do, giving you every opportunity. So if you want to do our pay at close coaching, then you are either going to do one of two things. Message me on Instagram and say pay at close. My Instagram is at Real John Marone. Okay, at Real John Marone. And then the other site, let me pull it up for you, because I had just went ahead and got ourselves a new domain for it, so it's not so long, like our real estate mastery. So I'm going to just make sure I have the right one. But like I said, you could always go ahead and message me on Instagram or Facebook and say pay at close. Hold on. I just want to make sure I have the right website. Okay. So if you go to payatclosecoaching.com. payatclosecoaching.com. I'll say it one more time, payatclosecoaching.com. You will see the opportunity for you to join our coaching for $0 a month, just a small commission on your close. You cap out obviously every year, and the year starts when you start, not a calendar year, but it's when you start. If that is something that you want to join, go there right now. Don't wait. Oh, what is this? And if you need to book a call, book a call. There's a place on there you could book a call. Absolutely, we can get on a call, but please don't waste my time and don't waste yours. Like, you listen to the podcast, you know we get value, right? So go ahead and join on that. Or if you have questions, like I said, definitely go ahead and jump on a call with me, but only if you're willing to take action, if obviously everything works out. Or maybe you're like, I just don't know if I want to do that. We have a lower level that we just created. And there is over 275 coaching calls that you get access to, 275 hours coaching calls that you get access to. You get one live conversion call every single month, and you get our guest coaching calls, which next week I'll be giving an announcement on some of my guest coaches that we have coming on that you could jump on. But so you get live conversion, you get the 250 hours of coaching. You have all of our resources. All of our resources. You just got to be able to put them in place, right? Since you don't have the regular coach and we can't show you how to do it necessarily, you got to make sure you put it in place, but there obviously is videos that go along with it. And then the other cool part about it is every quarter you'll be meeting with us, and we're going to do a quarterly planning for you. So create a quarterly plan with you and our group so that you understand what needs to get done in every area of life to become successful. That is called the Tribe. And if you want access to that, the only way to do that right now is just email or just message me. So at Real John Marone, and it's JohnMarone. Go right now to your Instagram. Boom, go into my DMs and say the Tribe. So if you want the Tribe, which is $67 a month, boom, hit me up on Instagram and say the Tribe or Facebook. And Facebook, by the way, my name is Jonathan Marone. Or if you're ready to go ahead and jump into the next level, which is pay at close coaching, same exact thing where our clients got $33 million in commission last year, but you don't have to pay until you close a deal. Go to payatclosecoaching.com. Sign up. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Remember, what you do today, you're going to feel it. Or what you don't do today, you're going to feel it in 2024. Fall's coming and winter's coming. Now's the time to start. Now's the time to get some guidance. Now's the time to start to build the systems. Now's the time to stack your chips and let us show you how. So I appreciate your time today. Don't forget the five levels of connection. When you are in your next, moment of calling or texting. But here's a homework assignment you have besides going and signing up for a coaching. Here's a homework assignment you have, okay? I want you to make a list of everybody that you are back and forth having conversations with. So make a list of everybody you're having conversations with via email. Then make another list you're having conversations with via text. And another list you're having conversation with via phone. And you are going to reach out to them and you are going to see what you could do to move them to the next level of connection. You're going to ask a better question to show the next step in the process is this and whatever that might be to move them to the next level of connection. And don't forget the levels of connection. Level one, email, lowest. Level two, text. Level three, phone call. Level four, face-to-face via virtual. Number five, actual face-to-face. Reach out to your clients right now. Move them to the next level. Get some people to start working with you, meeting with you. Close some damn deals and go ahead and don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Go kick it down and take what is yours this week. Appreciate you guys. See you guys next week. Let's go!